The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Showcase presents The After, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that sounds like fun. We should totally get together and do that. Oh, yeah. We should call the whole gang, get everybody together. Norm, Tommy, Brandon, Dave, JC, everybody!
What the? Look out, dude!
A close call. Ooh, man. Look at my car. Holy cow. How did I get out of that in one piece?
Who says you did?
Whoa, who the heck are you?
My name is Baxter.
Nice clothes. Did you just step out of the 1920s or what?
Close. But this isn't about me. What's your name, young man?
Billy. Billy Harper.
Well, Billy Harper, you clearly don't know what just happened to you.
It's just Billy, man. And it's obvious. I barely got out of that accident alive.
Alive? Is that what you think?
You're weird, man. I'm walking around. I'm breathing. Obviously, I made it out of there alive.
Is that so? Why don't you take a closer look?
Oh, that's really disgusting. There's blood everywhere, and... Wait, are you trying to tell me that's me? But the body is practically unrecognizable.
That is your car, isn't it?
Yeah.
She was a beauty. Up until a few minutes ago, that is. 85 IROC Z.
Yeah, I saved up for like 3 years to buy her.
Classic car. A shame it's now scrap metal.
Hey man, forget the car. What about me? I mean, that can't be me, can it?
Were there any passengers riding along with you?
No, I was on my way to work.
Tell me, Billy, were you married?
Nah, man. As if. Wait, where?
Did you have any family?
Did? I have a mom, man. Have. In the here and now.
No. In the past. Here and now no longer exists for you. How old were you, Billy Harper?
I'm 22, man.
Oh, fairly innocent. I'm young enough to avoid the dark.
What? What the hell are you talking about, dude?
Unless you've done something regrettable in your life, that is.
Look, I ain't done nothing. I still live at home with my mom. I've dated a few girls, sure. Slept with a couple of them, okay. But I don't do drugs or anything like that. Never even got a speeding ticket.
Oh, good. Then no one is coming for you.
I wish you'd talk sense, man.
Here is some sense. You were in a terrible car accident just then. You died, Billy Harper. It's sad because you had barely any time to live. Not even enough time to commit the sins that would condemn you. Or to do anything good to even save you. Which means, nothing.
Nothing? What are you talking about?
It means that nothing will happen to you. It means you will simply walk the earth alone. Some have called it purgatory.
Are you trying to preach to me or something? Oh man, this must be some kind of crazy bad dream.
It's no dream. From now on, this is your reality. Or, to be more precise, you exist outside of reality. You simply died and your spirit has been set free to roam on the astral plane of this world.
What? Oh man, you're freaking me out. You must be tripping.
I shall be taking a trip shortly, yes. And I considered taking you with me, but since you've lived a relatively clean life and are quite young, there's not much I can do for you. And luckily, the bad man won't be coming for you either.
Bad man? I don't know what you've been smoking, old-timer, but I may need some of that if any of this stuff you're saying is true.
Oh, it's perfectly true, Billy. I'm sorry. You've died. This is your existence from now on. You may as well get used to it.
And you're trying to tell me that you're death or something?
Not exactly, no. I exist outside of reality. I actually come from outside of reality. I help those I can to avoid what your people would call hell. At least I help those who don't deserve to end up in such a place. I mean, if you told me you kill the innocent or rape someone, that would be a different story. But as you yourself are an innocent and have done no harm, you are not doomed. And I can't help you or hinder you. All I can really do is wish you luck, Billy Hopper.
Well, thanks, I guess. Wait. So, oh, this is real. Everything you told me is true. I'm actually dead? And I can't reverse it? I can't go back? My life is just over and I'm stuck here like this? I mean, I can't interact with anyone? Talk to anyone? Except you?
You've got it figured out, yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yes, it does. And I wish you all the luck in the world with it.
Okay, but wait. Can't you take me with you? I mean, to wherever you're going?
No. I try not to interfere with the natural order of things, except when people are doomed for simply making mistakes.
But I did make a mistake. I didn't mean to be on my cell phone and get distracted. I have my whole life ahead of me. Damn it, I want to live.
That's tough luck, kid. Wish I could help, but I really can't. Sorry.
What? Sorry? I'm dead and alone, and you're sorry?
That's about the size of it.
No, this isn't fair. You have to take me with you.
I really don't, you know. And furthermore, I'm not going to. The only thing I can say to you now, kid, is that you should have taken better care of the life you had. I see too many people like you. They don't truly appreciate what they have, and they disrespect themselves and others. They take everything in their life for granted, and then it's just over. Just like that. Poof. Gone. Sad, but true. Now you just have to deal with it.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all. As I said, good luck, Billy Hopper. Eternity is a long walk, but that's what you're in for. Farewell.
Hey, where'd you go? Come back! Damn! He left me here. I'm alone now. Just alone. I didn't even tell my mom that I love her this morning. So, this is it, huh? Death. Damn. Never imagined it'd be like this. Just nothing. An eternity of nothing. All I can do now is watch the world go by without me.
You have been listening to Showcase, The After, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Persephone Rose as Billy Harper, and Jeff Niles as Baxter. The title and incidental music was composed and performed by Kevin MacLeod. The script editor, sound designer, post-production editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. This series, Showcase, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Showcase will return with another fascinating story. So until then, please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.